Lesson 6. Listening A.
And now we turn to Nick, who has a question for you, Jeff. Nick?
Hello, Jeff. I'd like to know if the British society is divided into any social classes. And if so, could you characterise them?
Yes, more than most other countries. The traditional class division still exists. There are three main class groups: the upper class, the aristocracy, the royal family and landlords, the middle class and the lower or working class. And we can see class differences in many aspects of British life. For example, sport. Polo is an aristocratic sport, while cricket is predominantly a middle-class affair, and football is more popular among the lower, middle, or working classes. Public schools are generally exclusively for the middle class, and some, for example, Eton and Harrow, for the British elite. Similarly, most university students are middle class, as it is getting increasingly more expensive to study in Britain. Language also reflects class differences, with the upper class trying to have Southeast Counties accent, while the Cockney accent and, for example, the Scouse, Liverpool accent, are associated with working class people. British society is increasingly middle class in numbers and outlook, and maintaining a high standard of living is a top priority. Material possessions such as the family home, cars, appliances and clothes are important, and many families take vacations abroad. The well-being of children is highly regarded, and the British middle-class families often make large investments in order to provide for the best education for their children.
Thank you, Jeff, but I still have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What is underclass?
Well, underclass is generally made up of unemployed people who are dependent on the state for the basic necessities of life. They have a low level of education and low chances for self-improvement. Racism and discrimination play a huge role in creating an underclass.
And we have another question here. Sandra?
Hello, Jeff. We read a lot about British houses and cooking at school. Has anything changed recently?
Well, British houses are made with concrete blocks because the dampness of the climate causes wood to rot. Central heating is now widespread, and previously individual fires or heating devices were used. In general, British people are much more tolerant of the damp chill and less tolerant of heat over 26 degrees Celsius. Clothes reflect the climate, and woolen goods, particularly tweeds, are famous products. British people tend to buy fewer but better quality pieces of clothing and keep them longer, although this cannot be said for the rapidly changing fashions of youth culture. British cooking has a reputation for overcooked vegetables and unhealthy fried foods. This situation has improved considerably in recent years, and foreign foods, particularly those from Southern Europe and Asia, have become popular. Perhaps the most famous British specialities are roast beef with Yorkshire pudding, shepherd's pie made with minced lamb, and mashed potatoes. Other favourite foods include fish and chips, steak and kidney pie, Cornish pasties, Welsh rabbit, kippers, salted and smoked herring or salmon, and, in Scotland, haggis, which is stuffed sheep stomach.
Thanks, Jeff. My last question is how the British people spend their free time.
The British tend to socialise by joining clubs and hobby groups. The local public house, or pub, serves alcoholic beverages and is an important gathering place, particularly for the working class. Politeness is a hallmark of British society, and shouting is regarded as rude. People are often reserved and do not want to show emotion in public, although this appears to be changing. Although British society is mostly urban and suburban, links with its agricultural past are reflected in the popularity of gardening. Sports are important, and an estimated 29 million people participate in a variety of sports, including football or soccer, rugby, cricket, tennis, polo, horse racing, field hockey and croquet. Many more are spectators of professional sports. Fishing is popular, but the few people who take up hunting come under considerable criticism for doing so. Reading, music, culture and the arts are very popular by countless millions.
Well, Jeff, our time is over. Thank you very much and see you next week at the same time.